Good morning, Maranatha. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable, and it is time for Sunday Morning Alive right here on our website. As always, we welcome you today. We thank you for gathering around the Word of God with us. The Bible said that in the last days, those days just prior to the coming of Jesus, there would be perilous times. There would be many that would give heed, would listen to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Amen. Listen, we're in a day of great deception. That is one of the primary, premier signs of the last day. Many false prophets shall go out into the earth and deceive many. That's why we need the bedrock of the Word of God. Because, you know, sometimes, I'm going to take that back. Many times, Satan himself, no marvel, the scripture said, if Satan himself be transformed as an angel of light and his ministers as ministers of righteousness. Listen, just because this angel is appearing in not in some evil, wicked Halloween costume. No, this costume is one of perfect light, perfect brightness, perfect purity. No marvel if he manifest himself in such a deceptive way in order to defraud us of that is truly ours in Christ and deceive men and women, boys and girls, and to blinding them to the glory of the gospel. That's a whole other message, but that's why it is important to gather around the Word of God, that we might grow up in Him, mature in Him to the point that we can receive strong meat from the Word and continue growing in the knowledge of God and growing in the grace of God and growing in spiritual discernment, not the gift of discerning of spirits, but discernment, amen, for strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, who by reason of the exercise of their senses are able to discern good and evil. It sounds like that would be a simple thing, but it is not. It gets very complicated, especially not just with those people that are not truly sent from God without false prophets, false teachers, but deceiving, seducing spirits and false doctrines, friend of mine, and also, even beyond that, discerning the true intentions of our own heart. Anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. For thou sayest, I'm rich, increased with goods, have need of nothing. But I say unto you, you're poor, miserable, blind, and naked. Their true spiritual condition was not what they thought that it was. They were deceived into thinking and interpreting, gaining wealth and riches and applause by appeasing the people, that they didn't need any repentance or any restoration. And yet Jesus is knocking on that church's door at Laodicea, seeking access and fellowship with them. Listen, today it is important that we get right with God and get ready for answered prayer. That's the title of our message today. Get right with God. Get ready for answered prayer. Let's look at Psalm 50, verse 14 and 15. Listen, offer unto God thanksgiving. Pay thy vows to the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. In Psalm 50, God refuses the sacrifices they offered, even though He prescribed them and they were offering them religiously, routinely. But without true gratitude in their heart, nothing they did religiously could please Him. That's important to remember. But if they would correct their behavior, He stood ready to show them His favor, to restore the blessing of His intervention and deliverance when they called upon Him. This is our great need today, isn't it? Answered prayer means deliverance and victory. It is a testimony to the faithfulness of our God, and it separates the God who made man from man-made gods. You know what the Bible says of them? They have eyes, but they see not. Ears, but they hear not. They have hands, but they can't help anyone. These are man-made gods, man-made religious systems. But our God, on the other hand, His eyes, He got eyes. Say it out there in that listening audience. Our God has eyes. Hallelujah. Praise God, the eyes of the Lord upon the righteous. So much so, the Bible said that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward Him. That's what He's talking about. You get your heart right with God, your behavior right with God, not positional righteousness. We have that through the blood, but practical righteousness, seeking to please Him in our walk with Him, and particularly being able to discern evil and wickedness in our own heart, amen, and deal with it. David had failed. David had slipped, and David had fallen into sin, except for the mercy and grace of God would have been destroyed. Oh, but mercy and grace restored David and let him live out his life and die with a testimony and a restored reputation of victory. Amen. And grace and goodness. Praise the Lord from the Lord. Dear friend of mine, it is so very, very important to get this right with God today. Get right with God and get ready for answered prayer. I like the way it's put in Psalm 40. It said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. You see, His eyes are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. Hallelujah. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. He has eyes that see, ears that hear, and He has a hand that can reach down into that place, no matter how hopeless it may seem and how helpless we are to extract ourselves out. Hallelujah. He's got hands that can help and hold us up when He lifts us up. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me. He heard my cry, my prayer. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, or reverently honor Him, and shall trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. We have a saying sometimes in our congregation, let's praise His name and spread His fame. Praise God. It's more than a rhyming sentence. I really believe that God wants His people to know the joy of true victory, so that His name may be glorified. He wants to deliver us from our enemies and circumstances so that His people might be blessed and His name may be exalted. Listen, if you want victory today so you can watch TV without pain or pressure or interruption, to consume it on yourself, you have no real basis to expect an answer, no real faith. Can be manifest for those kind of selfish purposes. But if you want victory, so that you can receive an answer that is much needed from God, so that He may be exalted and His name may be praised, get ready for a breakthrough in your life today. Hallelujah. If you're serious about answered prayer and obtaining promises and overcoming enemies and shaking loose the chains of bondage and living a life that testifies of God's greatness and goodness, then God is seriously committed to blessing your life. Amen. Look at the scripture in verse 1. I waited patiently, Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined His ear to me and heard my cry. Does that bring another scripture to your mind? They that wait upon the Lord. This is not passive waiting. This is persevering in seeking Him, trusting Him, in releasing our faith toward Him. It is a persevering word. It is not a passive sit down and wait until you become so impatient you give up on God. No, it is committing yourself to seeking God till He come, not until we're done. We've had enough. We've waited long enough. That's it. I quit. No way. No way. I waited patiently. They that persevere. I persevered. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me. He turned His ear to me. Hallelujah. And He heard my cry. Someone said, truly, prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance. It's laying hold on His willingness. The word incline means to bend down, to turn. It's like the blessing pronounced through Aaron by God upon His covenant people. The Lord bless thee. The Lord keep thee. The Lord turn His face to thee. Praise God. Lift His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Praise God. Listen, prayer acknowledges our helplessness and God's greatness and God's goodness. I'm going to read this idea of God inclining His ear to us. Listen to Psalm 86, beginning with verse 1 through 10. Bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. Doesn't mean that I'm sinlessly perfect. It means this. I'm set apart unto God. That's what this is about. I belong to God. I'm set apart, therefore, unto Him. Preserve my soul, for I'm basically yours. Amen. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, O Lord, art good, ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy to all that call upon Thee. Hallelujah. Thou art good, ready to forgive. You know, if He's ready to forgive, we should always be ready to repent. Oh, friend of mine, God is ready to forgive. God is ready to restore. God is ready to show Himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are right with Him, are perfect with Him. Praise God. Amen. Listen, give ear, O Lord, verse 6, unto my prayer. Attend to the voice of my supplications. For in my trouble, in the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Didn't Psalm 50 say, and call upon me in the day of trouble? I will deliver thee. Thou shalt glorify me. Praise God. Listen to verse 7 again of Psalm 86. For in the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Praise God. God promised David, I will be with him in trouble. When the trouble comes, he won't have to look for me. I'm going to be right there. I'm going to come. I'm going to be available, accessible, and faithful. Hallelujah. And then listen to verse 9. Verse 8. Let's back it up. Among the gods, there is none like thee, O Lord. Neither is there any works like unto thy works. Once again, I want to reiterate this morning, who has a God like our God? Every man-made God, every false God, every false religious system, eyes that see not, ears that hear not, hands that cannot help. And wouldn't help if they could help, because these demons that impersonate those false systems and those false gods, these demons literally want our destruction. God wants our deliverance. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen. Among the gods, there is none like thee, O Lord, neither is there any works like thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name, for thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Praise God. Amen. And God, through being right with him and having his intervention in our life, God wants to deliver his covenant people. Verse 2 of this psalm says, he brought me up out of the horrible pit. Psalm 40, going back to Psalm 40. He brought me up out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. Hallelujah. And established my goings. I like the Amplified. It said, he drew me up out of a horrible pit, a pit of tumult and destruction, out of the miry clay, froth and slime. He put my feet upon a rock, steadying my steps and establishing my goings. He extends, therefore, his mercy, his grace, his tenderness to wounded ones. David describes himself as being in a horrible pit, one scholar says. The word horrible means roar in the Hebrew. Din, crash, uproar, tumult. And the word pit refers to a cistern or a dungeon. Somewhere where we have fallen and we can't get out on our own. This has the idea of being trapped in a place of torment, while one's enemies constantly cry out against him. David speaks as one who is wounded by the problems and burdens of life. But God reached out to him. In fact, God reached down to him. Hallelujah. And David reaches up to God and cries out to him. I cry unto the Lord. This is not someone who is whining about their circumstance and whying, why God, don't you help me? This is one who believes that God is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I cried unto the Lord, David said, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Fear hath torment, the scriptures teach in 1 John, but perfect love casteth out all fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter how deep in the mire that he has sunk, amen, God is reaching down to him when he reaches up by faith. Praise God. My dad, I was thinking of my dad when I think about God reaching down to help someone. He used to play it on the fiddle and then he would sing it in the sweetest voice. My dad didn't have some strong voice. Amen. When God manifests himself through him, it was always in a softness. And dad had a very soft and tender voice. when he would sing this, he sung it with a reverence that always made me want to deeply worship God from my heart. And the name of the song was, "When He Reached Down His Hand for Me," an old hymn of the faith. The verses, I want to read them. "Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, and was wretched and vile as could be. But my Savior above gave me peace, joy, and love when He reached down His hand for me. I was near in despair when He came to me there and showed me that I could be free, and lifted my feet, gave me glory complete when He reached down His hand for me. My heart doth rejoice since I made Him my choice. From the tempest to Him now I flee. Now I lean on His arm, I'm secure from all harm, since He reached down His hand for me. Since the Lord gave me peace, heaven's joys never cease. Lord, I give all my life to Thee. Guide my feet, hold my hand, grant with Thee I may stand. For You reached down Your hand for me. When He reached down His hand for me, when He reached way down for me, I was lost and undone, without God nor His Son. When He reached down His hand for me." Dear friend, God is reaching down His hand for you today. Will you, in childlike faith, just reach up your hand? He'll take hold of it. He will lift you up. He will pull you out of that clay that you've sunk down in. Listen, God will hear your cry. Call upon Me. Offer thanksgiving, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and call upon Me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and thou shalt glorify Me. Praise God. Amen. Oh, dear Christian friend, God is reaching out to you. You belong to Him. You're His child. You have every right to call upon Him. Persevere. Hebrews 10, somewhere around verse 30-something. Amen. I love this verse of Scripture. I need this verse of Scripture. "But you have need of patience." I'd like a hearty amen in this listening audience today. "But you have need of patience," not passive waiting, just sitting down and, you know, no. That's going to give out. That's going to wear thin. That's going to wear you down and wear you out. But it's this pursuing Him, seeking Him, not giving up on Him. It's this kind of persevering that we're talking about. "But you have need of perseverance, that after you've done the will of God, you might obtain the promise. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry." In His timing, it's going to happen. But it's going to happen. We used to sing it and sing about it. Amen. Hallelujah. "The answer's on the way, this I know. Jesus said it, I believe it, and it's so. The Heavenly Father knows our need before we pray. You may rest assured, the answer on the way. It may not be there in our timing. It most certainly probably won't. But when the Lord's timing is just right, it's going to happen. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on His love, His grace, His mercy, therefore, thereby, His faithfulness to you." Hallelujah. God is faithful. God is faithful today. Let's persevere in our faith toward Him. Praise God. He wants to touch your life. He wants to change your life. Christian, hold on just a little while longer. Search your heart. If there's some attitude that is wrong and you know it, let's get it right with Him. Let's repent of it. Let Him restore a right spirit in us. Hallelujah. If there's an activity that you know is displeasing or sinning even against Him, let's deal with that. We have positional righteousness. We have a relationship to Him. Let's have fellowship with Him. That becomes the issue. For the grace of God that's appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness, see, this is pursuing practical righteousness. We already have positional through the blood of Jesus. This is through the washing of water by the Word and the grace and mercy and help of God, that we might live this out, flesh it out, walk it out in our life, teaching us that denying ungodliness, we should live righteously and godly in this present world. Praise God. Amen. He gives us the grace to be restored. He's reaching down to us. Let's reach up to Him and let's see His deliverance once again in our lives, and that the world may know that we serve the true and the living God today. Hallelujah. So we can praise His name and spread His fame. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, if you don't know Jesus as your own Lord and Savior, I know that He's calling you today. I know that He's reaching way down to where you are. You may be lost and undone. You are lost and undone without God nor His Son. And the Bible said that the wicked, and we are all wicked, sinful, rebellious. The wicked are like the waters of the troubled sea, whose waves and waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, no peace, saith my God, unto the wicked. Saw a sign the other day out in front of a church. It says, K-N-O-W, God. K-N-O-W, peace. N-O, God. N-O, peace. No God, no peace. The Bible says of us, before we repent of our sin, receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, that we are without hope, for we are without God in the world. That can change today. No matter how deep the horrible pit is and how deep we have sunk down into the clay and can't extract ourselves. It may be addiction. It may be a number of things that have bound us, taken away all hope of deliverance. But God is merciful. God loved the world and loved you and I enough to give His only Son for our salvation. Jesus loved us enough to stay on the cross so He could pay our sin debt in full, so God could reach down to us, pull us out of the horrible pit, put our feet upon a rock, and establish our going so we don't slip back in again and again and again. Reach up to Him. Reach up to Him. Reach out to Him in simple childlike faith. In your helplessness, in your hopelessness, just by pure faith, reach up. And you'll find He's already reaching way down for you. In Jesus' name.